Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fools. Me a running out of blessings already done. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm not a classic of our own. I'm too blessed to be
stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-minded. I'm the one-minded to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you have tuned in to this lesson tonight. We've been studying having faith in the midst of trouble, and then we have switched over to understanding that your life has purpose, understanding that your life has purpose. And I want you to know, dear friend, that your life does have purpose, that God does have a plan for your life, and that when you put your trust in God, you'll be able to see the great things that God has in store for you. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. We thank you, dear Lord, for just being so wonderful. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you for truly keeping us in the palm of your hands. I thank you for all those that will hear this message. Pray, oh God, that you would open up their understanding also, God, understanding the word of God and truly understanding your will for their lives. We just thank you. We give you praise, Lord, for being able to study again tonight. And, Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for joining me. I want to share with you just some insight as to what God has been doing. As you know, we have been doing half-day fasting. We'll be fasting until at least the 22nd, and I'm actually going to continue until perhaps February 10th. I'm going to do about 40 days, half-day. But I want to encourage you to fast and pray and seek the face of the Lord, because God wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to open up your understanding. And I want to encourage you to give up something for 21 days or give up something for 40 days, but spend some time seeking the face of God, because God truly wants to bless you. Today, one of my workers came in, and she was not feeling very well and could barely move. And we began our morning devotion, and I explained to her that she should worship while we were singing. We were singing Blessed Assurance and a couple more songs. And I told her, just go ahead and worship the Lord, and that God could heal her. Because as I mentioned to you, she came in so much pain and could barely move. And so, dear friend, we began to sing and what have you, have our devotion. And then afterwards, we began to pray for this young lady. And as we prayed, God just began to heal her body. And before she left my office, she was moving and, you know, dancing. And God had just done a miraculous work in her body. I want you to know that God is able to heal. And if you believe him and put your trust in him, God is able to heal you. He is able to touch your body. And so you don't have to be in pain or be suffering. What you need to do is just to begin to praise God and ask Jesus to heal you, because he can and he will. When this young lady left my office today, she left healed, totally healed and able to move her body and move her arms and what have you. So I want you to know, if he did it for her, he can do it for you also. God is still in the healing business, and I want you to let him heal you and let him touch you right now. I'm going to begin our lesson tonight with Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. And remember that our main lessons for the last few days have been about the fact that your life does have purpose. Your life does have purpose. Now, Proverbs chapter 2, beginning at the first verse, the Bible says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." We'll just stop there for a moment. The Bible says, "My son," and of course, you could say "my son," or you know, you could think about addressing your own self if you're female, but you could say "son," "daughter," but in any case, it says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words," receive my words. Now, it's an interesting thing that we say among the evangelicals or among the charismatic movement. When someone speaks a positive word over your life, you know, we tend to say, "I receive it." So the Bible says that we ought to receive the words. When someone begins to speak wisdom to us, when someone begins to give us instruction, we must receive those words. We must not be like those who do not listen and who think that they know everything, but we must humble ourselves and understand that God wants to speak to our hearts. He wants to direct our lives, and that we must, in order to understand the purpose and plan that God has for our lives, we must listen. We must take instruction. We must not imagine that we have already gotten to some significant place in our lives that we cannot listen to the voice of reason when God begins to speak to us, when God begins to direct us. Look at in the middle of chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And hide my commandments with thee." Hide my commandments with thee. Literally, what that would mean is when you hear the commandments of God, that you should hide it in your heart. "So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." So incline thine ear unto wisdom. What would that mean to us? That would mean that when someone is speaking the truth, especially if they're speaking the truth to us in righteousness, we should listen to those words of wisdom. Now, we also recognize that not everyone is wise. And so we have to pray and ask God to give us discernment so that we can understand those who are wise and those who are not, so that we can know who to listen to and who not to listen, because we all know that there are some folks out there that are not, you know, they're, we might consider them quacks in a sense. We consider them not well-learned in the scriptures, not well-learned in the Bible at all. but yet they have gained some notoriety in society, and they're able to convince many about what they believe. And so it's when you listen to them, it sounds like what they're saying is okay, but when you go back to the Word of God, then you realize that what they're saying is not okay. And dear friend, I want to encourage you to get to know the Bible for yourself, to get to know God for yourself, because then you will be able to discern whether someone is speaking wisdom to you or whether what they're saying you might want to take maybe a bit of what they're saying and ignore the rest. You will be able to understand the difference when people are speaking wisdom to you or not by studying the Word of God for your own self. When you know God for yourself, no one can fool you, no one can trick you, no one can try to get you to do the wrong thing. The Bible says, once again in verse 2, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. When you apply your heart to understanding, what it is that you realize that God is speaking to your heart, that he's helping you to understand deep spiritual things. Spiritual things cannot be discerned by a person who lacks understanding, by a person who is not spiritual. Because in order to discern spiritual things, a person must be spiritual. If your heart and your mind is wrapped up in things of the world, secular things, things that have no spiritual basis, and those things are constantly taking your focus off of God and having you do things that are not pleasing to God, then you know that you need to go back into prayer, and you really need to ask God to help you to incline your ear unto wisdom and to apply your heart to understanding. God wants to give you understanding, dear friend, but as I stated before, spiritual things are only discerned by spiritual people. And so if you spend all your time filling your head with books that, you know, a Christian should not be reading, or listening to things that use lots of profanity and what have you, in other words, the lyrics are not pleasing to God, if you fill your head, your heart, with all types of things that are not pleasing to God, then you cannot expect for him to open up your understanding to deep spiritual things, because God will only reveal himself to those who have committed their hearts to him, to those who have surrendered their lives fully to him. And so let's look at verse 3. It says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So, the Bible gives us some if. If this, then that. You know, whenever you see that if, there's always going to be something coming behind it to qualify it. And so, the word if, it says, if you cry after knowledge. So, crying after knowledge, you know, it gives that connotation that, it makes, you know, the meaning could somewhat mean that you are longing. When you cry after someone, it means that you have a longing in your soul. You have a deep desire to know and to understand the things of God. So when you are crying after knowledge, what it's simply referring to is that you want to know more about God. You want to understand the Bible. You want to understand where God is leading you and where he's directing your life. Because when you understand that your life has purpose, then you're going to seek to know God with all of your heart, and you're going to seek to understand the things of God, because your heart is crying after knowledge. And the Bible says when you lift up your voice for understanding, we've already spoken a little bit about understanding, but the truth is that there are many novices out there that do not fully understand God. There are some that also have a zeal. You know, they're excited about wanting to do this and that for God, but they fully do not comprehend what God wants them to do. And so that lack of understanding could also lead them astray because they want to please God, but they have not taken the time to study and to get to know the things of God in order that they may live lives that are pleasing to God. The Bible says in verse 4, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then and only then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So when we seek after God as if we're seeking for silver or hidden treasure, now remember that people are constantly seeking for hidden treasure. If not literally, then figuratively. People are always seeking for hidden treasure. Now, if we say literally, you can make reference to the archaeologists and those folks who are constantly digging and they're constantly trying to find new things that have been hidden to the naked eye. They're constantly going on trips around the world, digging up this and that and finding all types of artifacts that they use for further research, or sometimes they put them into museums. And so we know that people do search for literal worldly treasures, all types of gems and different things that artifacts that they look for and find. But when we think about the hidden treasures of the heart, the things that God wants to pull out of us, the thing that God wants to really help us with, it says, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures. The bottom line is that God wants us to seek him the way that we seek for treasure. If someone told you right now that there were diamonds all over your backyard, you would go out there and you'd dig from sun up to sundown until you found those diamonds. You might even hire some folks, if you trusted them, to come and help you dig for those diamonds. And so it is that God knows that the human beings that he made, they love treasures. And so he used that analogy to let us know that we need to seek God just as if there were diamonds hidden in our backyard. The same zeal and energy we put into other things, God wants us to put that same zeal and energy into seeking his face. The Bible says in verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So when we stop seeking after God half-heartedly, seeking after him just because, you know, I guess we seemingly don't have anything else to do, if we would stop seeking God in such a way that makes it seem as if God is a last resort, and if we would begin to seek him with all our heart and with all our mind and truly put him first and foremost in our life, we would begin to see, we would begin to know, and we would begin to understand that God will give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that we would be able to have or find the knowledge of God. Now, that's an amazing thing for me, because to find the knowledge of God, to truly begin to understand God, that is such a beautiful thing, because there are many folks around the world that really, literally do not understand about God. And so when God gives you knowledge of himself, that is a beautiful thing, and you ought to give God praise and thanks just for opening up your understanding and helping you to recognize the knowledge of God. Look at verse 6. It says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." So, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Remember, those were the things that Solomon asked for. And because he did not ask for riches, hey, God made him rich anyhow. So, you've got to learn to understand that God has great things in store for you, but he wants you to acknowledge that he is calling you right now to dedicate everything to God. Your heart, your mind, everything. Dedicate everything to God, because God has great things in store for you, and truly your life has purpose. Verse 7 says, "He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So, sound wisdom. So, when God gives us sound wisdom, that means that he gives us the kind of wisdom that gives us common sense. You know, the kind of wisdom that is not easily faltered because someone did not get their own way. The kind of wisdom that allows you to treat others the way that you want to be treated. The kind of wisdom that, you know, allows someone else to get the credit for something that they worked hard in. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is sometimes we can do a project and the boss comes in and says thank you to the person who assisted you and overlooks you, and you were the one who was in charge of everything. You know, it's okay. Don't, you know, feel sad about it. Don't feel bad about it. But understand this, that even when someone else gets the praise for something that you did, God still sees and he knows all. And he is going to bless you in due time. So don't worry about little things that happen right now. But understand that God has greater things in store for you, and you don't have to cry over anything that seems to be blocking your way, because God is able to move that blockage. Dear friend, God loves you. He cares about you. And I'm going to sign off a little bit early tonight. And I think I said that the other night, and I still stayed on for the full time. But tonight I will be signing off a little bit early. Just want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. And there are scriptures that talks about the name of the Lord. And I'll just give you a little bit. It says, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Holy One, Lamb of God, Prince of Life, Lord God Almighty, Line of the Tribe of Judah, Root of David, Word of Life, Author and Finisher of our Faith, Advocate, the Way, Dayspring, Lord of All, and I am." I want you to know, dear friend, that those are all wonderful names of Jesus, and that Jesus loves you very much. He wants you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And if you're already a Christian, find someone and tell them about Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, if you haven't made Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that today. Our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There is no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, there are great things in store for you. God wants you to achieve great things, and I want you to know that while you're living on this earth, God is going to take care of you. But first and foremost, He wants you to remember that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so I want to encourage you, dear friend, not to give up, but understand this, that your best days are still ahead of you. Your best days are still ahead of you. And so hold on to Jesus. Put your trust in him because he truly cares about you. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. You have been listening to Vision. I want you to know that my show will be on, or this Bible study will be on, Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 9:30 to 10:30. I encourage you to study with me and also to encourage your friends to study with me because I truly enjoy studying the Word of God, and I want to continue studying with you, and I want you to remember that God is calling you to come unto him. Be blessed, dear friend, as we close with this song, Come Unto Me.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed, oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your Lord will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, and I will give you rest.
We'll continue that song in a moment, dear friend. Bow your head with me and let us pray. Dear Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for all those that have studied the word with me. Pray, O God, that you would bless them. Touch their bodies right now. Touch their hearts and minds right now. Lord Jesus, we just thank you because you are merciful and you're kind. And I pray your protection upon your people. Pray, God, that you'll continue to encourage them, strengthen them. And, Lord, I pray, O God, that they would understand that this is their year to be blessed. And Lord God, as they continue to break bread with me, to study the Word of God with me, I pray that all of them will be blessed. And Father, we say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed, oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your Lord will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Oh, take my yoke upon you.
dear friend, the Lord said, come unto him, and he will truly give you rest. I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed evening, depending on what time of day you listen to this sermon. I pray that your family will be blessed on this year and in the future, and that you will understand how much God loves you, cares about you, and that you are too blessed to be stressed. God bless you. Music that you're listening to is Second Chance Ministry. God bless you. I do love you, and I pray that if you don't hear it from anyone else, you've heard it from me. You are truly loved. God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful year.
Mr. Summer, we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running down. Me a dead,
dead,
dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead,
dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, dead, I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm the Lord, I'm the Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed.